Well, the past few weeks have indeed seen a whirlwind of comment and speculation about the low level of Irish priests and religious being ordained as against the number who are dying. And while the figures in the Irish Catholic weren't entirely accurate, the figures are nonetheless quite serious. Whether it's a crisis, I would say it's serious but not fatal. The decline in vocations has been happening for several decades. It's not something new. We've been living as a church with a gradual readjustment of vocations since the 1970s, and the decline in more recent years is in stark contrast to the high numbers of vocations that we had in the 50s and the 60s.
The church now has come up with this plan, and we have the Year of Vocations. So what's that going to involve, and what do you hope to achieve?
The Year of Vocation came about 2 years ago. The idea came from the ground up, from a young mother of two who was concerned about what she was seeing and reading in terms of vocation, and felt that as a church, rather than just having one day a year where we focus on vocations, that perhaps a year devoted to the subject of vocations might be something that the church would run with. So the proposal was put to the directors of vocation from around the country, and they gave it a unanimous thumbs up, and from there it got approval and the various different bodies came on board. The aim of the Year of Vocation is to raise awareness of the common vocation that all of us share through our baptism, as expressed through the three themes of witness, love and service. And within each of these themes and throughout the next year, the Year of Vocation will run from Vocation Sunday, 13th of April last, to Vocation Sunday next year, the 3rd of May. And the specific vocations of marriage, the religious life, the single life and, of course, the priesthood will be highlighted and promoted.
I suppose the main one, though, is the priesthood, isn't it? To try and find out what can be done in relation to the numbers that are falling, and how parishes and dioceses can cope. But what do you think will happen there?
Well, I would say a number of different things. If we look at the aim and our wish for the Year of Vocation, firstly, we have 85 young men studying for the priesthood in Maynooth at the moment. If that number could jump up to triple figures as a result of the Year of Vocation, then obviously that would, in stark figures, be constitute a success. But to look at it and to project a bit further, our hope from the Year of Vocation would be that more young people would take a step back and maybe take a little bit more time to discern what their vocation in life is, in the hope that the way of life that's offered by the priesthood and the religious life might be something that they would consider. Another aim of the Year of Vocation is that the message gets out there to lay people that they have a calling, a particular calling, by virtue of their baptism. And the hope would be that the Year of Vocation would encourage people who maybe haven't gotten involved locally in their parishes, that it would encourage them to maybe think about how they could help to build up ministries and services at local level. Another strand in terms of the success of the Year of Vocation would be this is about, I suppose, affirming priests who are currently in service. And I think it's should serve, and we'd like it to serve, as a sort of a morale boost for priests. I think a much needed morale boost for priests, because they are serving against difficult headlines and against a difficult backdrop currently.
Now, all of this does mean, as you say, that lay people need to be more involved. Is that something that you're also taking on board in this year?
Yes, and I mean, we can only do so much here. I suppose it makes for an interesting what if debate. Would the level of lay participation be what it is if the downturn in priests hadn't happened? Now, as I said, it makes for an interesting what if debate, and maybe that's for another time. But I think that there's no doubt, and all you need to do is look around the country to see that there is huge lay involvement at parish level. And I think that the particular gifts combined with the particular gifts of lay people combined with the priesthood, I think that makes a very potent combination for our church going into the future. If we look at our own parish, my own parish, we have 1,100 lay people involved in all sorts of areas of parish life. And, that's an extraordinary number when you think that that's all voluntary. It's a particular area of volunteering that people locally have been called to. It's a, in a way, it's a particular vocation that those people have been called to serve their parish as opposed to serving their local GAA team. So of course, you know, we want to nurture the lay involvement that is currently out there. And we also want to encourage more people to get involved locally.